Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? It's the one and only, the Dr. Mustakeem in his house, in the new year, in the new way that none of us expected. It's been months since I've been back on, so how you doing? You know, honestly, life is evolving, as I'm sure it is for all of us, and I figured I wanted to get on and empower us as this pandemic continues on and as we're just looking for ways to really take it to another level. You know, life is happening, death is happening, breakups are happening all around us. And it's time to just get with it, get in our lane, step out of our lane, whatever that it may be. We're in this very quirky place in the world, maybe some will call the Aquarian Age. But I wanted to come and talk about, no matter how brief, about what I taught under the 2020 pandemic. And also giving, for those who may be curious intellectually, some must reads. Future educators. I could have said teachers. I could have said professors. But we all sort of see ourselves in different ways. But at the end of the day, we're educators. And I teach college. I teach Black history. I teach all kinds of things. And I am going to actually speak from this fall course, this fall semester that still getting grades in, but also beginning to reflect on what was gained. And I taught two classes that are nothing like anywhere you would ever see. One was called Mapping the World of quote-unquote Black Criminality. And so that course is a one-of-a-kind. It is housed in African and African-American Studies in the department at Washington University where I am. And it looks at the policing, the history of policing Black communities, as well as looking at the social history of Black crime. So it's going from the slave trade to present, if you will. And this class, I had 20 students, and it was diverse across the board. And how exciting is that when you can have diversity? Because I don't believe in all of anything. I want everyone at the table in all the ways, because everyone's conversation, their thoughts, their reflections, their evolutions, their learnings, their expansions, to be centered in the conversation. And so this fall for that class, what I taught was Sally Hadden's Slave Patrol. It's a one-of-a-kind. I've taught this class many times. Class is inspired because of Trayvon Martin and his murder. But one of the most fundamental books that I felt even then and over the years has been that if you want to really understand the history of policing, understanding the evolution of patrol, of slave patrol, and what would really then have its own history and evolution, Slave Patrol. So another book was by Kylie Gross, Colored Amazons, Crime and Violence in Black Women in the City of Brotherly Love. And it's really looking, it's centering, it's one of a kind, that centers Black women in this conversation of the history of crime and policing and incarceration. So I've used it for many years because of its value in getting us to see. It's not hard to read at all. Very accessible. That have a lot to say about the book, about what was gained. So thank you, Dr. Gross. But also LaShawn Harris, her book, Sex Workers, Psychics, and Number Runners. Important. Fundamentally important for us to understand this informal economy within New York at the turn of the 20th century. So the students read that as well. They also read Douglas Flo's Uncontrollable Blackness. This is a new book that came out at University of North Carolina Press. It's really the first book of a kind looking at Black men and crime and policing within Tenderloin, New York, between the 19th and the 20th century. So again, Slave Patrol, Colored Amazons, but two other books that really were just right on time. One was, as I learned later on, that it was even on Nipsey Hussle's must-read list that he read and really found great value in. I read it and found great value to teach it decades later. The Spook Who Sat by the Door came out in 1968 by Sam Greenlee. Really great to use in a whole other unexpected way from the opening all the way through. And then the last book that is even more, unfortunately, very timely, Arrested Justice, is looking at Black women and then this whole building of a prison nation through the allocation of violence within the household, also police, what, raiding households. Yes, this is so timely. No, this book did not just come out this year, whether in 2021 or 2020. It came out now almost 8 or 9 years ago. My students were blown away. But yeah, I believe in you going deep and you're going to go across time. So the other class that I taught, one of a kind, History, Murder, and the Archives. Golly, when's the last time you heard somebody tell you, oh, yeah, I got class, and that's the title. Yeah, well, yours truly. I just think outside the box because I was raised to think outside the box. So the way that I wanted murder in this whole history and this evolution in the herstory and thinking about the layers of archives is reading Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. Phenomenal two-time award-winning book. By yours truly. Whoop, whoop. Yes, this book will continue to be read. If I wrote it, you're going to read it. Because it is necessary for us to understand that murder happened in slavery. And so it really raises that question, if it does or if it doesn't. It's about thinking about the body, violence, and even the sponsoring of terrorism that results in murder that begins on slave ships. So another book that they read was about a female serial killer. It was interesting. Another book they read was Murder and Mayhem in Missouri by Larry Wood. And that unexpectedly just blew students' minds because it's one thing to read one narrative, but then when you can have like a short, concise book that has like 6 to 8, 12 different murders of many kinds, well, then I guess you keep your students' attention. So then I wanted students to understand about crime, like when we're at a low point in society, how crime can play out, and then seeing the development, the building of institutions to begin to control that. So in order to do that, I assigned the book Public Enemies, and that is looking at the rise of crime and the birth of the FBI. So the students had to watch the film and read the book. The book's actually a little bit long for undergrad. They figured it out. In addition to that, and I'm always timely in using this book, and if you have not read it, you really should have gotten on it yesterday. Emmett Till's mother's book, Mamie Till Mobley's book, Death of Innocence, The Story of the Hate Crime That Changed America. That book is so hauntingly beautiful. I don't know why every movement, every person, every leader, every literate person has not read that book. It is that you can't, there's no story that takes greater value and place over a mother of a murdered son. So I needed my students to know as we're moving across time that in 1955 when this murder would happen, we need to look at what happened thereafter and then decades later that made me till Mobley would finally have, that she would step into it and say, okay, I want the future to know what has happened in the past. So the students, I literally had to think about murder, journalism, law, you know, what do we mean when I go back to the old days, all of that. What does that mean? Because that was representative of a time that we don't want to go back to, but yet we need to remember. And one of the last books that really took on a whole new life that I didn't expect, and I knew it as time would go on because I've used this book before and it's so important, is looking at the murder of Kitty Genovese. And this, I can't say it enough about how important the learning is in and of itself. But then it's the unexpected, I guess, that I would say that more politically we're coming up and really casting new light in conversations that when I taught this book years earlier, it couldn't really, it wasn't catching on in the same way. What that means is the students read Kevin Cook's book, Kitty Genovese, The Murder, The Bystanders, The Crime That Changed America. And it really is a good book for students who don't know about the evolution of the case and also getting a deeper insight into her murderer. It is really disturbing but so important when we're looking at, again, this, that because of, it's more than just a bystander effect, and that is centrally important, as we know, in its remembrance, and also the fact that, like, students don't really know this case. It's important for us to think about that. And then what happens when you have someone who essentially is murdered in open and plain sight, and then what it leads to later on. So it really complicates the narrative and how we think about the use of 911 and what it came as a result of. So as you are seeing, the students, or as you are hearing, I should say, the students have really gained, at least from my perspective, I was really going in and thinking deeply about what do we need to know and what are the takeaways and where and how can this help the future. And between both courses, to think about policing and criminality, but also to think about, hey, murder happened. And we got to talk about how do we remember it? Whose murder is worthy of remembering? And whose others do we keep buried in silence? So in teaching under a pandemic, it really is taking me in so many different directions. And in fact, I'm going to have a whole other conversation about teaching under the pandemic last spring. Because ironically, I was not only teaching a class on terror and violence in the Black Atlantic, but I was also teaching a medical history course, and the only one of its kind anywhere in the world, a course that I developed that I've taught many years that has sent students on to med school, and they're a practicing doctor, so it's in residency at all various stages. And that course is called Medicine, Healing, and Experimentation in the Contours of Black History. So I feel like in the future it'll be good for people to understand teaching a medical history course under a pandemic is a whole other conversation. It didn't happen on accident. I'm always very psychically in tune with what is happening. It's just embracing that and preparing the future to go even deeper in the conversation. So when I go back over what would I tell the future, what would I tell future educators? What did I learn? There are a few outgoing point that I would share. One, movies matter. I have been one of the few who's crazy enough to always have pop culture centrally a part of every course I have taught. So I encourage you to think about documentaries. Oh, yeah, okay, sometimes those can be boring. But then we got Hollywood is over here teaching the future that academics over here thinking, oh, we have that on lock. You do not. So find a way to integrate something off Netflix or, you know, Hulu, whatever, Amazon, whatever. Whatever that it works for you. If you need to mail them a VHS, trusting the students won't be too excited because they weren't excited when I actually allowed them to borrow my DVDs. They were bothered. But movies, documentaries, think deep. What would keep you awake if you were teaching your own class? Next thing, find a novel. Novels are rigorous. I know some people don't see value in them, but I find great value in them. That is also because of the way that I was raised, to understand how we can have learning in a multitude of directions, including literature. The other thing is just remember, even when you don't feel like it, just keep showing up. And when you show up with energy and intention, because these students are counting on you for that in a way that they never expected, in a way that you didn't expect it. You know, people may have thought I was boring before. Well, you know, I know you're probably thinking, really? You? Yeah, you know, but who knows? Who really cares? The whole thing is have energy, show up. I was changing my virtual background all the time. You know, I can't say that I was all, like, dolled up. However, I was having something that was more active around going on. I might be drinking a mug of tea, but also having some stars behind me, really being conscious of we need to see light, we need to see happy, we need to see vibrancy. So keep showing up and make sure you got energy, whatever that looks like. Do you need your coffee? Do you need your tea? Do you need your exercise? Whatever that you need, bring it. Because the next real big area of learning that taught me all over in a way that is unexpected is about mental health. There's no way that you can be fully prepared for that except to know that it is going to be quirky and unexpected. So what I encourage is for you to think about where and how can I meet this student or these students. And I ended up doing that more individually, but I've also been known for that. That means that if there's always a sort of alternative assignment so we can get to what I want and what you want. And the way that I do that is I'm really hearing where do you want to be in the future? And then how can we bring all this together in the ending, in the overall completion of a class? So you got to think about what are the ways to even get the students to keep showing up? Because all these courses can be interesting. You know, we have black authors, we have female authors, we have all kinds of stories. But that doesn't quite mean that everyone is actually going to stay awake and keep showing up. So you got to figure out all these different ways. I also encourage you to study the moon. You really should look up Mercury retrograde, the other part of my brain. You know, I will be talking about that as the cosmic doc on the other side, another channel. But be attentive to that. You cannot unknow. The other thing is, why don't you actually think about letting them be a part of the conversation? I have long valued empowering students within this discussion leader role. And in so doing, it's bringing new people together, building new friendships. Then they're doing PowerPoints. Then we're all like, wow, it's fancy. Let's do it together. You know, then it's just really creating a collective learning. So really think about that. It's not, you know, college can't forever be about how professors just go on and on and on and then put people to sleep and then they're just doing multiple choice tests. It just doesn't work. We got to really think outside the box so that way students are like, oh my gosh, your class is the best ever. If you care about that, I don't. I just want students to gain and be able to hold it down in the conversations and the with all kinds of people in art, in music, as well as in law and history and sociology. And psychology and all of that. So the other big thing, the outgoing, again, that doesn't mean that it is any less important in all of this conversation. Wellness matters. I know it because I'm just connected to all of these circles. I actually have taught meditation and taught people about learning themselves on their deeper soul level, but more importantly, meditation. If you can find it as a way to integrate it within the course learning, that is the future. That's the future of where I had already had my students going in previous courses of community healing workshops that they would hold, that they would go to. So really think about that because we can no longer act like stress doesn't happen. Stress care, stress combating, all of that is going to matter in the future. It already has. And it will be even more. And when you're really thinking about the changing world and the traumas that are always being triggered over and over and over, then we want to encourage people and students and our loved ones to always see value in finding peace within themselves. So I know that I've been going over a whole lot. Again, this is the one and only Dr. Mustakeem, and I've been talking about, at least in the fall semester, what I taught under the 2020 pandemic. And again, just to recap, Mapping the World of quote-unquote Black Criminality. That's one course I taught, as well as History, Murder, and the Archive. And those books again, just to go over it again, Slave Patrols, this is for Map in the World of quote-unquote black criminality, Slave Patrols, The Spook Who Sat by the Door, Uncontrollable Blackness, Sex Workers, Number Runners and Psychics, Colored Amazons, and Arrested Justice. And then for History, Murder, in the Archive, I really hope that you, I want you to know that some of these books you won't see on every bookshelf. Trust me, I know, because I was out here battling to try to get some other books, including my own, on the shelf. So for History, Murder, in the Archive, the books that were used to help take students to the next level, of which it did, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, Female Serial Killer, Murder and Mayhem in Missouri by Larry Wood, Death of Innocence, The Story of the Hate Crime That Changed America by Mamie Till Mobley, Public Enemies, as well as Kevin Cook's book, Kitty Genovese, whole evolution of that case. I hope that you feel empowered. I hope that this was unexpected, because today when I woke up, I knew it's time. It's time for me to get back on those airways and to empower people in all the right ways. It's been months, but it's also been months of productivity, getting through in the airwaves, moving through in the technology, and all these different ways of where and how can I share more. So now's the time. There's the swift kicks behind that have come for all of us. We are in the year of great changes. 2021 is really about these changes, and 2020 was about crossroads. So I hope that you feel empowered with these must-reads or these loose-team must-reads, but I also wanted to give tips for future educators. So, hey, Happy New Year. This is a place of empowerment. At least you're going to get that from me, because I was raised and steeped and evolved in that, and we all should be empowered in those ways and days ahead. So, be in touch. You want to send me an email, twande.moosteam@gmail.com. I'm the only Twande Moosteam in the world. I also have provided in the description, there is a link to, if you want a meditation, you're like, oh, what's she talking about? Well, I'm a sound healer. I do all kinds of things because I was raised to be great and I had the nerve to believe it. And we all can do that. So there's a little starred link, meditation for the future. If you want to know about more about the course learning, any of it, just be in touch. Stay in touch. I will say it's just another plug for what's coming. You know, what's really exciting is that I came to for the final for both classes. It was the same assignment, but they had to think about it in different ways. And I think you're going to be interested, ended up submitting, because I'm going to be sharing more of that, because I think and I know that when I developed it, it was to empower the future on, hey, what would you tell me? So just think about this. If celebrities, global leaders, politicians, or the everyday people read history, what should they read? If celebrities, global leaders, politicians, everyday moms and dads and sisters and brothers and whoever read Black Studies, however that you understand it and define it, what should they read? So these students were really encouraged to have to answer that based on the course learning. And who should know about these recommendations and why? Why should they read it? Why should they care? Why should they watch it? So I got a host of submissions. Obviously, it was required. But it was really eye-opening in ways that I think that you and many of us can appreciate as we move forward, as we're really trying to innovate in the classroom, keep ourselves engaged in all the right ways. See you live from St. Louis, Missouri. I am the one and only Dr. Twande Moosteam, and I have been really empowering you and you and you and all of us about what is it like to teach? What did I teach? What did I teach book-wise? What recommendations? What books did I use for these classes that I see are must-reads? They obviously end up being must-reads if my students read it. Must-reads, and what tips would I give future educators? May you be empowered in the days and the months and the moments ahead, because there's a lot of great changes that are going to take us even more deep in who we are. I thank you for tuning in, because there's going to be even more that's going to be coming. Again, as change is coming and we're looking to the future, what do we learn in the past? that we then can share and give to the greater world. So, again, I'm the one and only Dr. Shawani Mustakeem. Send me an email. You can look me up. Hey, I just wanted to come on and empower and just do what I do best. All right? Find your voice. Be unafraid. And never let anyone even dare try to define who you are or cut you off and tell you what you are not. All right. You take care now. Peace out.